The Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere podcast is brought to you by Rip10. For all the latest and coolest gaming news, go check out rip10.com. So this episode, we're going to start off with a little Brant Bjork. His song's called Oblivion. I discovered this guy a couple years ago when searching for a Bjork album. I discovered him by accident. So check it out. Some nasty, thick, classic rock for you. Everybody, we're here in Calgary on a late.
This is late night because it's my birthday.
It's your birthday. Have we done this before where it was like a late night? It wasn't your birthday though. We haven't been doing this for a year.
No.
What the hell was it, man?
It was just a late night.
Really?
Yeah, but no, tonight I've been drinking and I tried to tell Joel that it was not a good idea for us to record, but he's a fucking slave driver.
Derek's slightly drunk. I thought it'd be...
It's nice of you, too. I wasn't looking forward to my birthday blowjob at all, but now my girlfriend's gone to bed, so... So now I guess...
Oh, it's all a cock blocker?
It's totally a cock block.
Sorry, man.
All right.
My apologies, but happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks. I'm 29 today.
Yeah, nice. The big old 29.
29, that's if you're a comedy agent. If you're my friend, I'm 34. But if you're a comedy agent, I'm 29, and I'll continue to be 29 as long as I can not have.
How long do you think you could pull off 29?
I don't know. Until I have gray hair, I really think so. I got a pretty young looking face.
Yeah.
Although everybody tells me my headshot,
I notice, man, like when I grow a beard, like when I grow my beard really burly, yeah. I can see some grays.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
We're getting old.
Yeah, pretty scary indeed.
My balls are hanging low too. I'm getting old, low hanging
balls. Left one's still more than the right one of it.
Yeah, care less and less about humanity every day, just getting old.
Man, so one of the a great birthday present for you was the huge disappointment in Brink.
Yeah, man, that
this
was...
week, which I think is easily the biggest letdown I've had in a long time. And I want to be specific here because we're talking about the 360 version.
Right.
I was looking forward to this game for so long.
Well, we've talked about it like three podcasts at least. It's been mentioned. Yeah.
And just the potential this game had. And then Derek got it on Xbox. I was so skeptical. After the day it came out, there were a ton of reviews saying how bad it was.
There was a lot of reviews saying it was good and a lot saying it was terrible.
Yeah.
And usually that's a good sign. Usually you're like, oh, that just means they did something really innovative. But so many of these reviews were saying unplayable, buggy. And now that I've seen the 360 version...
The 360 version is unplayable.
Like, how can they release that? Okay, let's leave the network connected. Let's assume they're going to fix the horrendous fucking lag that makes almost every game you play the worst online experience I've ever had in a game.
Yeah.
That's not an exaggeration. That's
Bar none.
I've never played a game online where I couldn't shoot and couldn't move and all of a sudden was back around the corner that I just was. The rubber banding, the lag was off the hook. And I'm talking, I played the game for 2-3 hours. It wasn't just that one game you saw.
Yeah.
I checked it out and I played one out of like 10 games was lag free. So it did happen, but there were serious, serious lag issues. But let's just assume that they fixed that lag.
Aside,
let's just assume that the lag actually gets fixed. The graphics.
Unbelievably horrible.
Like,
unbelievably horrible.
This is, if you remember playing Mass Effect or any BioWare game, you'll notice that they're dynamically loading textures. The textures load as you load the scene. They start playing the movie, and then from the first couple seconds of the movie, you'd see some textures go from low res to high res. Well, Brink has implemented this idea, but throughout. throughout the whole game. So as you're running, textures are loading.
Yeah.
And it just makes it a big blurry mess. That's all
blurry,
it was.
Dark. It's just unbelievable. When you went into that one room, it was like, whoa, where are you? What the fuck is going on?
We couldn't even keep track of where I was in the room anymore because everything got so blurry and dark. It was just a big mess of colors on the screen for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was one of the worst things I've seen in a long time.
So you throw in all this customization. It's like, oh, you can customize your guy and he looks so original, but every single dude was just a blur.
A big blur
on the screen. It was just a moving blob, and I was like, "Yeah, I can kind of show."
So he's like really close.
Yeah,
but it screams irresponsibility on the part of Splash Damage and Bethesda.
I'm so disappointed. Bethesda.
It's just unbelievable, man. The game. We'll get into the PC version right now, which is a lot better.
A lot better.
But that aside, to release this on Xbox and PlayStation, you know, if you work at Splash Damage or Bethesda, that this game is not playable on 360.
Well,
I imagine it's the same way for PlayStation.
Even if it was playable, you should be embarrassed to release something that looked that horrific, that the graphics were that... Like, if the system can't handle it, don't release it.
Mm-hmm.
Simple rule. Or get some solution to your dynamically loading textures, because... It's the worst port of all time, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think any patch is going to fix it. Yeah, if they fix the lag issues, like you said, it's not going to help.
Yeah, no, I still wouldn't play it. It's unacceptable to play. And then, so it's clearly a port issue, because the PC version, like I just showed Joel like it for... Five 2 minutes before we started the podcast. I mean, it's really late, so we didn't have a lot of time to check out. I've personally only played the PC version for about 20 minutes. I've barely played it.
It was day and night. When you loaded that up, I was like, oh my God, okay, like that's a good looking game.
Yeah, good looking game, and the network connectivity was fine. There was no lag.
No lag at all.
Like, so the PC version is solid. If you want to play this game, I mean, I'm telling you, it's got innovative concepts. It looks interesting. I've only played it for a short period of time.
I guess so, but you know, even watching it and watching some videos and you know, watching you play, the whole big thing about Brink, though, the one thing they were pushing was this whole smart system and the whole parkour type aspect to it. And when it gets down to it, are you really going to be doing that much of that stuff?
Well, we really haven't seen it, because I still haven't unlocked the light class on 360 or PC. So we haven't even seen what the class, but you have a class, but you also have a body type. There's heavy, medium, and light. And the light body type is the one that could run up walls and run through vents and stuff like that. It can do a whole bunch of different shit.
Yeah.
So...
Which will only be useful with certain classes, I think. You're not going to necessarily want to be a medic and be running up walls and hiding from people and shit. You're going to be right in the thick of battle, you know, healing up your soldiers.
Yeah, apparently the best character you can play is the heavy medic.
Heavy medic.
Just heal yourself.
Why not?
And get a Gatling gun. Apparently it's the best way to play the game. It's one of the big flaws, is that you can just be a heavy medic and heal yourself. Penny Arcade did a comic about it where they were like... the Tycho's giving Gabe shit, going, your teammates need help. Your teammates need health. And Gabe just goes, well, they should have played a fucking medic.
They should have been a heavy medic, I guess. Yeah.
Like, because you can just heal yourself as a medic, and then if you're the heavy
guy... But then if you have a team of heavy medics, then you're not going to get any of the objectives.
Exactly. And
finished.
And honestly, it's the kind of thing, like, it may work right now, but I'm telling you, the smart teams, the teams that will win this game are the ones that have the variety of classes with a variety of sizes.
So that's what it comes down to now. It comes down to... having a team of people that know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. When you're on Xbox, you're just taking a random chance that you're not being paired with idiots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to go into a match and be the only guy switching up your class in order to get the objective done all the time.
No, but I have faith that there'll be enough smart people that will play the game properly, and they'll be like, we need a medic, and people will be using voice. And even if you're not, they've got an interesting way of saying, when you choose your objective, it announces to your whole team, this dude is doing that objective. And you know at all times which players are doing which objectives and which ones are, how many, like, when you're picking your objective, there's a number underneath it that tells you how many other players are currently doing that objective. So they have things in the interface to make it work where you don't even need to be talking.
All right, yeah. Okay, so what about the leveling up and having to back out every game in order to level up?
Yeah, from what it seems, you can make a fire team that persists outside of the and the fire team is like a basically.
Now, there's no game party. Lobby, right? There's no central lobby where players gather before the match happens.
No, I mean, there isn't in most games. Most games have a lobby per server, right? Like, so all the players waiting for the next game have a lobby and they talk.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. That's
right.
But that does it have that on the PC version?
Yeah,
it
you
didn't
just
have
can't,
that on the
you
Xbox
just can't
version.
Chat. I think on the PC version you can chat, though, yeah.
Okay.
You can, like, type messages, but really, I could give a shit. I never talked to anybody in the lobby.
Oh, I'm just saying, if you're with your buddies and you have to constantly back out after every match in order to level up your dude and then go into a match and re-invite them and...
Yeah, they would just have to leave and you'd have to go find another server and the same guy would have to invite. Yeah, that is shitty.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
That's kind of a pain in the ass.
But I don't know. I can't even speak to it because I've never formed a fire team. They call them fire teams. They should call them parties like every other game and system does. That's what it is. It's a party. You can form a party with your friends and it's called fire teams and it's all based around the Steam's friends list. And I don't know how the fire teams work. I can't speak to it. Next podcast I'll be able to talk more about it. I mean, I've literally only played this game for 2 hours on 360, and that was mostly spent dealing with the lag and trying to find a game that would
holding your brain going, I can't believe how bad this is.
Yeah. It was funny. Like, that was Joel's and I both reaction was just shock. We were like, I can't believe you can release a game this bad. It's amazing to me that nobody at Bethesda was like, well, you can't release this.
you seriously, I will not put my name on that. Yeah. That is just unbelievably bad.
So anyways, but next podcast, I'll be able to speak more to Brink on PC. I'm done with it on 360.
Yeah, fuck Brink
graphics
for now.
Alone,
we've talked about Brink.
Graphics
enough.
Alone, it don't even consider it for 360. That's the whole thing. I don't care what bugs they fix, what they do. The game is a mess on 360.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But so was Team Fortress 2, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I never got Team Fortress 2 for Xbox, so I wouldn't know.
It was amazing on PC, and it was garbage on 360, from what I remember. I only played it for like 10 minutes.
So I was reading an article the other day about a bunch of PSN owners trading in their PlayStation 3s and then getting Xboxes, and there's a huge spike in Xbox sales for the month of April, I think it was.
Because people were like, that's it, 2 weeks? Too long. I'm done. I'm buying an Xbox now.
And 100% of the customers were doing it because of Black Ops or Modern Warfare 2.
Wow.
Because they could not stay away any longer. Because
they're addicts.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's testimony to how good COD is, though. And seriously, you say it all the time. Fuck the haters. Seriously, if you're hating on Black Ops, you're just a rebel.
Well, it's so funny. Like, people are talking about Brink being a thinking man's game and COD just being a straight... flinch shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not true. There's many aspects of COD that require a lot of strategy, man.
Yeah, I mean, they call this class-based warfare, but you can create classes in COD depending on your perks and your guns that you choose.
Yeah, pretty much.
You make
your
own little classes, kind of. I agree that Brink has a little more strategy, but I'm not going to
say not that. Knocking. I'm not saying that Brink, there's not a lot of strategy involved in Brink. I'm just saying that you have to admit, there's still. It's not just going out like, oh, boof, I see a guy. Oh, boof, I see another guy.
Yeah, kind of is, but...
Oh, man, have you had a one-on-one match with a guy that's lasted like 15, 20 seconds where you're just kind of going at each other and trying to stab each other and missing and turning around and shooting and missing and reloading? And
you guys should see all the different hand motions Joel's doing as he's like stabbing the air and he's shooting shit like gangster style. He's got his fingers sideways.
That's the kill.
You're right. It's not just mindless. One-on-one.
Knowing the map and being able to bait a guy. There's a lot to be said in terms of being able to bait somebody, and lure them into your trap, know exactly how they're thinking.
Well, the fact of the matter is there's dudes playing Black Ops that have like 50 kills in one death. There's guys that are just crazy good at it, so
yeah, you run into them, but
the strategy for sure,
round to round, you rarely see that. Some guys will go 23, 30 and 2 sometimes, but next round they're 16 and 17,
yeah,
so it happens, whatever.
What were we talking about with Black Ops though?
the PSN, and people trading in their PSNs. Oh, yeah. But it's back online now.
I know. I just got back from my Eastern tour in Halifax and St. John's, and I still haven't plugged in my PlayStation, but I'm dying to play some Mortal Kombat. I mean, I've completed almost all the single player
content. I can't believe you haven't plugged it in just to play Mortal Kombat. But...
Oh, well, last night was a gong show at Going Home.
I guess you just came back yesterday.
Yeah, and then tonight was more birthday celebration, because yesterday is my girlfriend's birthday and today is my birthday, so it's a pretty crazy 2 days when it happens. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just got back yesterday.
I have to say, we were talking about the COD map pack last podcast and how we were excited for zombie mode. And it's just more survival.
But you like it.
But it's still, I still play it. I think it's the only level I would play, you know, but I still don't play a lot of it.
I don't mind zombies. It's just a rare thing. It's not something I can do often.
Yeah.
It's too repetitive.
Yeah, and it's way too repetitive.
But doing it once in a while, like, hey, you want to play a round of zombies? Yeah, let's do the present one. I can see us saying that.
Yeah. Well, now it'll be Call of Dead one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool shit to open, and it's still, from what I hear, and a lot of hard achievements that I wouldn't mind trying to go for. But other than that, the actual maps themselves, love them. I think Zoo is easily my favorite.
Zoo looked wicked.
Yeah, just because it has so many places where people can jack you, or you can jack others, you know, and just so many corridors.
They should have a map where it's not an abandoned zoo. It's an occupied zoo with animals, and you can kill the animals. And the whole point is just kill the animals.
The whole point is just to see who can kill the most endangered species.
It's all endangered species. Who can kill the most endangered species the fastest? I think that brings up a good point, though, about video games. People are like, oh, people might hear that. Oh, that's terrible. It's a fucking video game. Shut up. Even if that game did exist, it's not that bad.
Well, what about Modern Warfare 2, where in the airport scene, dude?
Yeah, that was brutal.
Where you're not mowing down animals, you're mowing down people.
Civilians.
American
civilians. Or was it... It wasn't American, but it was definitely Western. It wasn't. It wasn't like you were Americans mowing down Russians, or was it Russians? It was Russians, actually.
Was it the Russians?
It was Russians.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right.
But anyways, yeah, that's a. I mean, like, seriously, anybody that takes games that seriously and says that they have anything to do with reality is insane. It's like,
yeah, there's more to it than that. It's, if it wasn't video games, it'd be something else, you know.
I've been thinking about it as I've been playing Mortal Kombat, and it's so violent that you're laughing.
That it's laughable.
Yeah.
You think I want to watch those fatality movies because I think they're, I should go try it out? Yeah. And think it's,
if you actually watched a fatality work, in front, you know, of you, you'd puke. You'd be like, oh, but it'd be, when it's on a video game, it's like, wow, I can't believe the messed up mind that came up with that. That's funny. So I say, I want COD maps where you kill endangered animals. That's my point.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. I don't want that, but...
Man, speaking of haters, dude, no, I just wanted to, like, it's funny, like, there's something about humans and this whole team mentality that we seem to have, and, you know, if you're a PC player, console players are idiots and stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, there's even, I think there's a quote right at the beginning of Brink. What did it say?
It says, here's a tutorial video that some console players might need to see they're not used to team-based combat. PC players may want to watch it as well.
Which I think is a direct blow at console players claiming that they're stupid.
What it should have said was, console players need to watch this tutorial because our port is such garbage that you need all the help you can get. PC players actually got a real game, so you'll probably be okay.
You can actually see what's going on.
Yeah, that would have been a more appropriate disclaimer to the tutorial.
Yeah, it's weird, man. And, you know, I kind of fall victim to this at points too, you know, where, you know, I'm always trashing PS3, or, you know, there even comes a time where I trash PC. And, you know, there's good points to make about, I think, each system, you know, and, mm-hmm. and each platform. It's just weird that people will defend one to the death. Yeah. You know what I mean? And
yeah, I mean, anytime that we've never attacked the PlayStation 3, we've only attacked the PlayStation Network, which is easily attackable.
Yeah.
Stop defending it.
Yeah.
I don't care that it's free. It's garbage, and it's now been proved to be dangerous to be a part of. Like, stop defending it.
What more can you say?
Yeah.
I mean,
It's like we're not trying to be dicks. We're just dealing with reality. When you have both systems, you see it. I personally will say this about the PlayStation 3. I was recently offered a copy of L.A. Noire, and I was asked which system I wanted
PS3.
And I considered PS3 because it's a single-player game.
I'm getting it for PS3, I think, man.
You don't have a PS3, do you?
Yeah.
You got one now?
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you have a PS3. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
It's my birthday. Drinking.
Man.
But I seriously considered it. I was like, well, I think
one
I
disc
might
or
want...
three discs.
What is it, really?
There's one Blu-ray disc.
I didn't know
or
that.
Or three DVD discs.
Tell me this. Is it 720p or 1080p on PlayStation 3?
Well,
let's look at the back of the box. That's the only one
I would assume it's probably 720.
I picked Xbox because for some reason I still care about my gamer score. I don't know why.
Yeah, there's something about, I've mentioned it, I think, a couple times on the podcast, how there's something in my brain, too, where, you know, getting those achievements and on PlayStation, for some reason, doesn't mean as much. They have those trophies and shit, but...
It was weird, though, because
for some reason, it just doesn't... I don't know. I don't really care.
Now that I was getting a bit more into PlayStation, I was like, you know what? The trophies are better because they don't make me care about gamer score. I just care about game by game, and I don't give a shit on my total score, which was a little bit of a liberating thought. But on the same time,
well, really, when you think about it, what is a gamer score? How many games you fucking played? So you play a lot of games, dude.
Yeah, like. That's all it is. I mean, and people that actually hunt achievements. I mean, seriously, within a specific game, it is fun to hunt for them. But if you actually think that your gamer score means anything,
yeah, no, it doesn't.
There's,
but yeah, I don't know. I got no real hate for any platform, really. There's good points about, if you're a competitive gamer, there's no question you should be PC gaming.
Yeah, well, I don't. It depends. It depends the genre. If you're talking fighter, Street Fighter, or Mortal Kombat.
Well, no, yeah, way. That's different. Yeah,
if you're talking FPS or
RTS.
Yeah, PC, but. I don't even know FPS for sure, because we were talking about this. I'm better with a joystick now than I am with a keyboard and a mouse.
That's true.
That doesn't mean that the joystick is objectively better or the keyboard is objectively better. It's just what you enjoy. And this is what I'll say about a joystick over a keyboard and mouse. A keyboard and a mouse, the movement is always unnatural. Always. When you're playing a console, you've got smooth analog movement on both movement and viewing.
Yeah. And that, you can't play a single player experience on a PC.
Yeah.
It's not the same as a console. Like
it isn't.
Being able to walk slowly and look around slowly is so much more engaging, you know?
And a lot of PC players don't even know what we're talking about because they've never walked in a game. They've never actually
run stop.
You've never actually slow, like some games have given you a walk toggle. Okay, if you use that, good on you, honestly, because walking through a level is more interesting than running sometimes. Sometimes you want to take a time to look at what you're seeing. It's fucking beautiful artwork. I don't want to run through it.
Yeah, I agree on that point for
sure. BioShock's a perfect example. I walk through 25% of BioShock just because the artwork is so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm just walking and I'm looking around going, wow, look at all that. Like,
yeah, I played that on PC at first and then made the switch to the console about halfway through, started again, and it was such a different experience.
But the joystick support's getting so great on PC, which, by the way, Bethesda and whatever what's that developer called?
Splash Damage.
Thanks for the zero joystick support on PC. Wow.
Yeah.
You already developed the entire control scheme for 360, so it would have been, what, a day's work to put it on PC?
Yeah.
It just shows you the disdain that they have for consoles.
Man, it was, I just want to say, like, it is just a fact of being used to something. Like, I want to emphasize that because when I made the jump because I started off as a PC player and then went to console just because I could not afford to keep going on my PC and keep upgrading it every year in order to play the games I wanted to play, you know.
It's not just upgrading either. It's a pain in the ass to get shit to run on your PC sometimes. Penny Arcade always has comments.
You can just pop in a disc and get going within like a couple minutes instead of install, patch, get these drivers, you know. It's not compatible with this.
Did you see the latest Penny Arcade? We're at the end. And Gabe is punching Tycho, and he goes, "What? Why are you punching me?" He goes, "Because I can't punch the internet." Because he's just trying to get Brink to work on his fucking machine. That's all he's trying, you know.
And so, yeah, my original point. Go back to my original point was when I made the jump from from keyboard and mouse to console, I was like, oh my God, how can anybody do this? This mm-hmm. is unbelievably bad. There's mm-hmm. no way you can play like this. But now, I think, not necessarily the opposite, but I'm so much better with a joystick now than yeah. I think I am with a keyboard and mouse.
And that's not to say that you wouldn't be better with a keyboard and mouse than you are at a joystick if you no. practiced both. We do admit that on a competitive level, yes, keyboard and mouse, of course, is better for FPS. That it would be retarded to suggest otherwise, because you can do a 180 with a mouse in like so fast, but with a joystick, you can only turn around so fast.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway.
Parallel, but it's just what you're used to, yeah.
Dude, did you hear they got a cure for cancer?
I did.
You did hear, because yeah, nobody else did.
It's at the University of Alberta. My brother was actually involved in the early stages of that research.
Yeah, I thought so, man. Yeah. I remember you telling me that a couple of years ago, because I was hearing about this today. Supposedly, they found some kind of... I don't know. What is it exactly, the cure? Like, do you know?
Well, it has something to do... Mitochondria are natural cancer-fighting aspects in our blood. Remember the mitochondria? They kind of look like they had little teeth.
Yeah.
Remember them? They were the only thing that looked like little animals. When you were studying biology, they had teeth. You're like, nah, 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 nah. That's the mitochondria. So apparently something about this drug really activates the mitochondria to kill cancer.
Supposedly
cells.
It's a really cheap drug as well.
It's a drug that already exists.
Yeah.
And used for other things.
But apparently they can't get a... exact patent for this drug though.
Yeah.
So therefore aren't able to sell it or really distribute it
aren't
at this point in time.
To. Yeah. Because why would you want to produce drugs if somebody else might be able to compete and you can't patent it? That was the whole point of that article.
Yeah, exactly. That plus if it's cheap, you know, why would you want to put out a cheap solution right now if yeah. you're pharmaceutical?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to get...
Well, you would have to be cheap, because if you made it expensive, then other people would go, well... But I didn't get it, really, when I read it. A lot of it seemed also like it still wasn't 100% proven, but it seems really neat.
I've been hearing about it for a couple of years now, the studies out of University of Alberta, about these, how they've been coming close since about like 2006.
Yeah.
They've been doing this and been getting really close, and... I don't know. I believe it, man. It's been 4 years. If they've been getting that close for 4 years, eventually they're going to get it.
I need to clarify, too. When I say my brother was involved with it, he was a student at the university that was helping the professor in his research by doing the manual labor, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was part of it. My brother was studying medicine at the U of A at the time.
Your brother wasn't the dude that said, mitochondrias!
No, it was. Like, I remember my brother calling me and telling me, like, he's like, I think this guy's really onto something. I think this guy might be curing cancer at the university. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. You're involved in that? He's like, well, I'm doing the monkey work of it, you know, but, like, it's really interesting to be a part of it, yeah. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Got anything else you want to say tonight, Derek?
Do I have anything else I want to say tonight? Well, we do need to give a shout out to Rip 10 for sending us these. We got pens.
Rip 10 pen.
Rip 10 pens.
It's a Rip 10
pen. That's what it
pen.
Says, Rip 10 pen on the side, so we got pens this time. I love all the fucking, what's it called, swag that we're getting. Although swag would be stuff we all get.
Swag.
And this is just stuff that Derek and Joel get. So this would be
Swadajka. That might work.
Yeah. So we got our Swadajka.
Right on us.
I'm going to go play some more Brink, because I still have barely seen it on PC. I've only played for about 20 minutes, so I really want to see more of Brink.
So quickly, I just wanted to mention before we go, we're going to be on hiatus again next week, as I'm going to be flying down to Atlanta to film a short film with director Clinton Jones, this amazing, amazing up-and-coming director out of Georgia, who's actually going to be moving to Los Angeles soon to work with Freddie Wong and his crew. Go check out some of his stuff on YouTube, like Killzone Extraction or Cardboard Warfare. Some really, really cool shit that you should check out. Yeah, and when we get back, we'll try to pump out another episode as soon as possible. So hopefully it won't be too long of a break from SitMoss.
All right, well, happy birthday to me. And
fuck you.
I guess I'll... I was going to say something I shouldn't say.
Why not, man? Spit that out.
Nah.
Well, that's no fun.
Sorry.
Shit. All right, guys. We're out of here. This has been Stuck in the Middle Somewhere. Joel Gardner. And that's Derek Sweet.
Yeah. Later, babies.
Later.